You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Tim Rice. Welcome to my podcast, Get Onto My Cloud. I thought for this podcast, I would tell you something about the only foreign musical I've ever translated. I remember Cameron McIntosh in around 1983 sending me a copy of the Les Miserables French album, which I'm not sure I even played, which was not the most astute move of my career. I think I must have been getting going on chess at the time. However, Cameron and the French authors could not have been more brilliantly served than by Herbert Kretzmer's English lyrics in 1985. And of course, Les Mis is a worldwide phenomenon still running all over the world, pandemics permitting. So, when I received another French musical album in 1989, a year after Chess had flopped ignominiously on Broadway, I actually inserted the recording into my CD player. My career was going through, how can I put it, a quiet patch, and I felt I had the time to listen to a French show with what had the rather uninspiring title, Starmania, or in French, Starmania. Starmania is a cyberpunk rock opera. It was written in 1976 in French by Michel Berger Music and Luc Plamondon Lyrics. Michel was a major player in France in popular music culture, both as a songwriter and performer. He wrote and produced records for French superstars, including Johnny Hallyday, Françoise Hardy, and his wife, France Gall, who incidentally won Eurovision in 1965 with Poupée de Cire, Poupée de Sang, representing, for some reason, Luxembourg. But Michel was not involved with that. It was he who'd sent me the album. Luc Plamondon was a French-Canadian lyricist who was responsible for many of Céline Dion's French-language hits in the early part of her career. On first hearing, I was intrigued and impressed by the record. I speak tolerable French, especially after a few glasses of red wine, and had managed to pick up the drift of some of the plot, which, to say the least, seemed fairly convoluted. It was much more rock-influenced than the score of, say, Les Mis or Phantom, and as a frustrated, failed rocker from way back, this appealed to me more quickly than a traditional theatrical score might have done. Starmania started off as an album in France and made it onto stage in Paris in 1979. It was a massive hit, and indeed still is, with yet another major revival scheduled in Paris for 2020, or as soon as is possible. Its success is quite an achievement, as the French don't seem to like any musicals, with none of the English-speaking mega-hits doing particularly well when translated and presented in France. Jesus Christ Superstar, despite having its French premiere attended by both Salvador Dali and Frankie Howard, only ran for a few months. Anyway, I went over to Paris to see the show and to meet Michel and Luc. The show was great, and I was even beginning to come to grips with the story. As this is only a 20-minute podcast, I don't think I'll go into all the subtleties of the plot. Suffice it to say, it was set in the near future, which then was the year 2000, in Metropolis, the capital of the recently created Occident nation. As it was already the late 80s, we were in for a pretty turbulent 11 years if Luke's story was to be an accurate prophecy. The leading characters in Starmania were Johnny Roquefort, or Johnny Roquefort, a cross-dressing student agitator, Zero Janvier, a billionaire businessman planning to run for the presidency of the country, so Luke was right on the money there, his girlfriend, former sex symbol movie star Stella Spotlight, a waitress-stroke-narrator named Marie-Jeanne, hopelessly in love with Ziggy, an androgynous and fantasist record dealer, Crystal, the host of the TV show Starmania, who becomes involved with Johnny, and then there was Johnny's gang of street rebels, the Black Stars. You probably don't need to remember all of this. Marie-Jeanne has one of the score's most powerful moments at the climax of the show, a song called Le Monde est Stone. In the English version, which after a lot of thought I entitled The World is Stone, it was sung on the album we recorded eventually by the fabulous Cyndi Lauper and was a medium-sized hit single for Cyndi in the UK in 1992. Here it is.
Stone, the world is stone. It's no trick of the light. It's hard on the soul.
Cyndi Lauper and The World is Stone. Not having a particularly full dance card at the beginning of the 90s, I happily agreed to translate or adapt the songs into English for an English release album, particularly as Michelle had done a deal with CBS in the UK, where the delightful Muff Winwood, formerly of the Spencer Davis Group, was the executive overseeing this particular project. Muff was an all-round good egg, if eggs can be round, an all-oval good egg, perhaps. Muff and Michelle managed to assemble a very distinguished international lineup of artists to perform on the English language album. It was recorded eventually in London, Paris, and Los Angeles. I also translated the book of the show, i.e. the dialogue between songs, and took the decision to rename Starmania Tycoon, as the Zero Janvier Tycoon character was pretty central. And Starmania, sounded a little bit too like Opportunity Knocks, or in today's TV terms, Britain's Got Talent. This was probably a mistake. Starmania today sounds like a great retro title for a show. Muff and I had been over to New York with the aim of roping Cyndi Lauper into the project. She'd heard two songs that she'd been sent, The World is Stone, and another number called You Have to Learn to Live Alone, which is actually one of my favourite lyrics, and Cyndi seemed moderately intrigued. It was soon clear that she hadn't a clue who I was, so I managed to subtly inform her that I'd written the words for One Night in Bangkok, which had been a massive radio and chart hit in the States. And by the time I'd flung Superstar and Evita into the mix, Cindy's enthusiasm had perked up a bit. Funnily enough, I met Cyndi in a restaurant in Barnes about 25 years later, and on that occasion, she thought I was Robert Stigwood. Since her great success as a writer of the musical Kinky Boots, I'm hoping for recognition, instant recognition, as a fellow theatrical next time we meet. Back to Starmania / Tycoon. On the album, in addition to Cyndi Lauper, we had Tom Jones, Bross, Celine Dion, Kim Carnes, Willie DeVille, who as Mink DeVille made that superb 1977 single Spanish Stroll, German punk superstar Nina Hagen, and particularly exciting for me, the wonderful former Ronette, Ronnie Spector, whom I last saw in 1964 on the set of TV's Ready Steady Go, when I failed to win a Billy J. Kramer miming competition. By any standards, that's a pretty impressive list of artists, and it was a great thrill for me to meet and work with them. Obviously, the album would do well in the UK, and we hoped also in America. Why not? Which in turn could lead to an English-language stage version of France's biggest ever rock musical. Obviously, this did not happen. But I'm still glad I got involved, if only because it led to one of the best recordings of my lyrics I've been lucky enough to have experienced. In French, the song was titled SOS d'un terrien en détresse, which translated as SOS of an earthling in distress. In the show, it's sung by Johnny Roquefort, mourning the death of his lover Crystal. I decided not to go with SOS of an earthling in distress as the title and called the song Only the Very Best. And it was sung magnificently by the leader of the US rock band Cock Robin, Peter Kingsbury.
No one can have more than their due. I wanted life, I wanted you. Only the very best, a reasonable request. This is too high a price to pay. Taking you away, might as well take me down, down to hell, for I don't care. They can put me anywhere, throw away the key. I always walked a definite line, cutting a dash, cutting it fine. And once, only once, did I lose control. I gave her my soul, and I gave, and I gave, and I gave her my soul. Thank you. little till today. Now I feel a cold decay crawling over me. One can have more than they do. I wanted life, I wanted you. Only the very best, no other interest. This is the way you should remain. Never feeling any pain, never growing old. Sleep, little one, your night is here. Mine is drawing very near. Oh, it's getting cold.
Peter Kingsbury, what a vocal. With Only the Very Best from Tycoon, my English version of the French mega musical Starmania. I was particularly pleased that the distinguished composer of Les Mis, Claude-Michel Schoenberg, chose that track as one of his Desert Island discs. So my attempt to bring France's greatest musical to the English stage was a total failure. The English language album and two or three singles did very well in France and sold a few copies in French Canada. But that probably wasn't because of my brilliant English lyrics. Nothing really happened record-wise in the UK after Cindy's initial success with The World is Stone. The whole enterprise received a terrible blow when Michel Berger, aged only 44, suffered a fatal heart attack after playing tennis in August 1992. In France, his death led to a massive outpouring of sincere and shocked tributes to one of the nation's best and most popular musicians. I remember him as a warm and civilized fellow with whom it was always a pleasure both to work and to have dinner with him, France, and their family. I'm sure his work would have made an even greater international impact had he lived a little longer. All the same, Starmania lives on in his home country, and I hope to see it again before too long. I wouldn't put any money on an English version ever emerging, but Luke is still happily with us, admittedly in Quebec a lot of the time. So if an insanely optimistic producer wanted to give it a go, I don't think it would be too hard to get Luke's permission, and mine. The biggest star involved with the project was the legendary Tom Jones, who recorded my translation of the evil Zero Janvier's big number, Le Blues du Businessman. For someone like Tom to sing a lyric one has written is as much an honour as a pleasure. I remember the recording session in Los Angeles as a great music memory for me, as was the session with the wise and wonderful Ronnie Spector in Paris. So thank you, Michel. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, France. And thank you, Muff. To end this Starmania podcast, here is Tom Jones with Le Blues du Businessman, a.k.a. I Would Love to Change the World. Remember, when this was written, I had not heard of Donald Trump.
I've been on course since 17. It's who you know and where you've been. Until it's you they want to know. I've learned the rule, there are no rules, except the gentlemen are fools. I order principles to go. There is no secret to success, as long as others want it less. It is not substance, it is style. There is no deal that can't be done. Retaliation can be fun. I never walk that extra mile. I have acquired the winner's touch of seeming happy with so much. I can be honest if required. I have succeeded, and that's all. But then, as far as I recall, that's really all that I desired. Oh, I would love to change the world. It's many failings, one by one. To be the artist, poet, priest, who feels the battle can be won. Just begun to see the march, to play for keys, to break the mold, to jump the gun as no one else has ever done. And I will.
That was Get Onto My Cloud, episode 6 of the Tim Rice podcast, written and narrated by Tim Rice and produced by Peter Hobbs.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.